Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Hey, are they mad?
You say I'm fake. I say I'm fabulous.
Go ahead, give it to us, Corinne. Give us the performance of a lifetime.
I need a fan.
You say you say I'm crazy. I say I'm fabulous.
I'm gone with the wind, fabulous. I'm gone with the wind, fabulous. I'm gone with the wind, fabulous. I'm gone with the wind, fabulous.
Now twirl.
Twirl.
Twirl. Twirl. Twirl. Yo, what up, After Buzzers?
Swag.
Twirl.
Bang, bang.
You say I'm broke. I say I'm fabulous.
I say
she's broke.
All right, enough of this.
Well, I am too, though.
She mad.
That's what we have in common.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show
bang,
for
bang.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 11, This Donkey Kicks.
This donkey kicks.
It does kick, though.
It did a lot of things. I'm your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, here in studio. Unfortunately, Stephanie Barrow cannot be with us, but we got our lovely Corinne back.
She's gone with
there
the wind
is.
Back.
Hello. She's back.
I don't
back,
even know where to
back.
Look anymore.
And she got her hair in.
Honey, I've got some dookies up in this joint. Holler.
She took it back.
She gave
back
that sister
poetic
act.
Poetic justice.
Poetic justice.
Get
poetic
it, get justice. It with a high pony. Okay. You know. But the afro will be back.
In we
the
have
thunder and rain.
Sir Mikey yes. Watts.
What up? What is good?
All right. Wasn't as fabulous as Corinne's.
I'm not as fabulous as Corinne, ooh. Obviously.
But you know who is just as fabulous as Corinne? Is the one, the only, Courtney Stewart.
Hello. Hello.
What's
hello,
up?
Everybody.
As always, Courtney, I'm super excited to hear your opinion because we talk all throughout the show while we're watching,
I mean,
and I can't wait to hear your. Because whenever Courtney hits me up and says, did you watch the show yet? Because I can't wait to talk about it. I know she got some good comments. I'm really excited. And there was a lot. This might have been called, this should have just been called Phaedra vs. Kenya.
Should have just been called hotmess.org.
But before we get to the episode, can we please talk about Watch What Happens Live last night?
The Battle of the Dunks.
No, it was the Battle of the Gays last night on.
Oh, last night?
Watch
oh, they
happens.
Were going in.
You talking about Kenya's background Vogue dancers?
Her debut performance.
Honey, those Vogue, they were Vogue
those
dancers.
Those dancers were everything.
Circa 1990, whatever, because they
91.
Were from Madonna's.
No, they were
Vogue.
Not.
Yeah.
I know one of them. One of them, his name is Pony Zion, and he was on the first group of America's Best Dance Crew, and it was the first gay group that did voguing on
oh,
that.
Oh, I remember
okay.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on
that's
that. He's from New York.
He was going in. I liked him.
He was the flat top one?
The bald head
one.
He's the one he, like, draws in his hairline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. Oh, I'm getting a note here.
Corinne got to stay on her mic.
Nonetheless, it still reminded me of, like, you know, Madonna.
Well, what did you think
voguing.
Of the song?
I think the song... it's a circuit song. It's a gay song. I mean,
I'm not mad at it because, you know, the ultimate, she wants a check. I thought the performance was, I mean, she's cute. The wind was blowing. Her pants were tight. I was
she
like,
looked
oh,
good.
I
was good.
I could see all it playing at a gay ball. That's what I see.
That's it. Not at a gay club. Not at a club. I don't want to hear that. If I hear
you
that.
You hear that? Going you hear out, that? Not at a gay club.
I don't want to hear ball. That when I'm out.
It's
leave it at the ball.
To me, it's the same as Tardy for the Party.
Bitch, and if I ever heard that in a club, I
would.
They used to play now, that at the clubs, even straight clubs.
Womp.
I have
that. I don't know
never
what club you were in.
A honky-tonk bar.
All right. Bang, bang. So she was on there also with MJ from Shaza Sunset, who you are, girl, you are irrelevant. I can't even with that. This bitch
wrong
said,
show, honey.
This bitch
I thought
said,
it was Snooki. I didn't know what was going on.
No, it's MJ.
I thought it was Snooki.
Look, I was riding for MJ until Andy asked the question, were you really in love with Walter? And before Kenya could say anything, MJ was like, you could see her emotions on TV. Those were real. Bitch, what?
Get
by
your life.
She was probably drunk anyway while she was saying it. MJ's a little bit crazy, too, so.
You ain't no little bit about that. All right, a lot bit.
The other thing that Kenya said, Kenya, two quotes. One, Kenya said, you can't fake emotions. Well, bitch, don't you call yourself an actress? That's what
ooh,
an actress does.
He
right?
tried at Kenya. Kenya, he tried.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one was, she said, Walter made me look like a fool. Bitch, were you not just performing on Andy Cohen talking about Gone with the Wind Fabulous?
Damn, he doesn't read. He reads.
But she did not look like a fool, though. She was performing.
She was pretty.
She's an artiste. She's I don't think she artiste. Looked like a fool. Because if somebody gave me a song to sing that was catchy like that, honey, I would do it.
You
fool,
think
no fool.
I'm broke?
Yeah.
You ever
invested?
Okay,
hello.
When y'all were younger, did you guys ever do Hooked on Phonics or Hooked on Math?
Oh wow, 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 wow!
No,
okay.
I was really smart.
I could actually read.
Yeah, I was reading at like 2. So
that's awesome.
In
for,
classes,
for the regular people,
I was doing
there.
Geometry from the womb.
Bitch, that's what her song sounds like.
From the sperm.
Jumping out.
It like, sounds like Hooked on Phonics.
Jumping out with a math book.
It does.
Stuff.
That song sounds like Hooked on Phonics. And what I was telling her is, if you replace Gone with the Wind Fabulous with the word yes, it would be a much better song.
Ooh.
You think I'm broke?
Ooh.
Yes. You think I'm ghetto? Yes.
You need to
you
have
think
several.
I'm ugly. Yes.
You need to have several and do not
wow.
knock Kenya's hustle. All
what is in your
to
cup
do,
today?
Honey, haterade.
He is going in.
The red
yo,
kind, too.
That's usually
credit.
My role.
She had on her gold pants, and her hair was all did, and she was, like, invested. She was committed to her performance.
Thank you.
Hold up, though. She did. I'm not saying she looked cute.
She really thought she was Beyonce.
However, she did think she was Beyonce
I mean,
performing
she,
at What's What Happens
Hold on,
like.
Though. She had fans giving her all the hairography that she needed. She has some tight-ass.
Because it's real.
Right. She has some tight-ass gold pants on, and her girls were sitting up nice.
My favorite
get it, Kenya?
Twitter comment of the night on that performance was someone said, Kenya Moore did a really good job, .. tucking her penis.
Ooh, that is rude.
That's just
oh,
that is so rude.
All right.
That's just how it be like.
Enough of that.
People just hate on Kenya so
I'm
much.
About to hate on Kenya this whole episode.
I like Kenya. I'm riding out for you.
All right.
Holler.
Go. You can do that.
Brown girls roll up in this piece.
Well, let's talk about NeNe first. We see NeNe's in Hollywood. I love NeNe, but I didn't like her this episode. I was kind of...
I'm going to throw a little shade. She was like...
Ooh.
The only thing we have a budget on is our furniture because I want to make sure we're going to stay here permanently. I'm like, but you're not going to be there that much longer.
Oh, you
really.
Tried it.
Oh,
way.
That is wrong.
That was
really.
Y'all
like,
talking about me and Kenny.
Let's be honest.
About-
let's be honest.
No, NeNe's working it. She just did Fallon.
The only
she
thing
was
I have a budget on is my furniture because I don't know if we're going to be here. I just want to make sure. Like,
and
come
that's
on
incorrect.
Now.
That's not what
she
said.
She
didn't say budget.
Let her be smart about her choices.
She said the only thing she cares about is.
No, she said budget.
Did you hear
she
budget?
Said she's on a budget right now because she doesn't know if they want to
stay there.
But in that house?
If she can afford to stay there much longer.
Ooh, you
afford.
Tried it.
Afford.
Well, you know who can't afford something is Miss Kenya. Obviously can't
don't
afford those
it.
Storage unit rent.
Don't do
it. Because she was like, ooh, finally. Girl, you want some furniture? Because that rent,
Kenya
storage
confuses
units
me.
Expensive.
She confuses me.
Why?
Because, okay, so... First, the Walter thing just confuses me because she says that she is alluding to the fact that he might or may not be gay.
Yeah,
because
she met.
That she found out some things about Walter that she never knew about. And then She goes around talking about she needs to get paid, but then she's like, I walk around in $1,000 shoes. I'm like, girl, then you should be set, though. Money should not be an issue.
Well, let me stop you right
there. Girl, you better sell some shoes.
All right. She's
better go up in that closet.
All she's,
and I don't even believe in that. I don't believe in selling shoes, but come on now.
Girl, well, you got to do what you got to do. But basically, all she's doing is, I mean, she's scripted. To
are
a
we
degree.
Back on? Can you we stop talking about Kenya right now?
Well, y'all want to keep it.
I'm sorry. I just had to bring it up. I was confused.
I'm defending Kenya right now. I mean, I'm just saying, she got on the show. They told her to be with Flat Top.
She ain't married.
So she was like, all right, I'm going to try to make it work. Now that the story is all exposed, it was unraveling while they were filming, she has to keep the lie alive. Get your life.
All right, as long as you're riding for that.
Take it to the grave.
The other thing with Nene that I was not a fan of was, well, we both were kind of saying this, she keeps talking about the stress of being on these shows. And then we learned that Nene has control issues, which I think we always knew. But, you know, hearing her talk about Greg with it and kind of realizing it through his eyes, I liked that. And I'm also going off of the fact that I saw them on Wendy Williams together. And you can find that they finally found a place to balance out their relationship.
They found the middle.
They did. Now, here's what I didn't like about Nene. She was talking about, Greg, I'm not focused, and I need more help from you. And then she's sitting there complaining. You have arrived, but now you're complaining that you have to be on set at 5 o'clock in the morning?
She wasn't complaining. She was commenting.
I told you, Courtney, she was complaining she didn't have a chair. She was complaining about her guest. Bitch, if I was on Glee, you could sit me in the damn... My room could be in the bathroom. And I would be excited.
I'd be camping outside.
All I have to say is I am a Lanithia Monique Johnson Leaks fan.
You sure are.
I live for Nene, the blonde hair.
Obsessed by
pre-nose job, post-nose job, so, like all of it. However, I have to agree with my boy here, Jesse... Nene, I was like, girl.
And girl, you on the show, but girl, you ain't even on the show.
You're on the show sometimes.
And girl, you had three lines.
It did seem like she was complaining about how hard it was. This is the dream that you've had since forever. When I get to that point, y'all ain't gonna hear me complaining.
Showing.
You ain't gonna hear me say a word.
I'm be sleeping outside. I'm like, oh, y'all want me to bring my own chair to set? I'll put my own name on that chair. It doesn't even matter.
You mean I gotta be there at 4? I'll be there at 3.
I'll spend the night. I'll do it right here.
I'll camp outside.
Yeah, I'm living at Paramount. I'm just saying. But I mean, I get it. Like, I get her grind. I get her hustle. This is probably what she had to say to, like, have, you know, her spot for this past episode.
Well,
I don't know.
And it's an adjustment in her life. Like, that's a different schedule. She ain't had no job for real in how long?
Girl, that
she's
is
been
a whack
off of
adjustment.
Greg's money. So
hey, the stripper pole is a legitimate job.
She said she was blessed. She recognized she was blessed. She's just saying it's not easy to make that kind of leap.
I'll give her that. You know, she's all by herself.
Look at
she's not by herself.
Oh, Courtney will fight for Nene.
How is she by herself?
She is by herself with your husband trying to raise the kids. Like, it's hard. Like, because you got to be there for the son. And she's just saying, I need you to be there a little bit more for me, too, to help me out.
She wasn't
saying, like, you suck. You're horrible.
No, I'm not
and
saying that she was.
She admitted she had control issues, that she wasn't letting things go and trying to do everything, including her job, which she can't do anymore.
I'm just saying, how was she there by herself?
She felt like she didn't have the help that she needed.
Oh, because her assistants weren't there?
Well, I guess she doesn't have an assistant or doesn't have the assistant that she want to have.
Girl,
I don't know.
Girl,
Greg
bye.
Well, she can take all that furniture money and put it towards an assistant.
These aren't real problems. But one thing I do want to bring up about their move to L.A. or their temporary move is when she said that Brent would be homeschooled. And the mere fact that she was like, yeah, but he'll find friends. How are he going to find friends? And he's homeschooled in the middle of the season.
And your neighbor is Mel Gibson. Like,
yeah, and Tyler Perry. And then her, Dee Dee, the real estate agent lady.
Dee Dee's real excited that Nene's in town.
These edges. Dee Dee, are you presenting houses like this? I want my real estate agent with a St. John suit on, honey.
How you say
real
aggressive?
Pearls. I was like, Dee Dee. Maybe she just, you know, was running errands. Because, you know, I look a little crazy when I'm around town running my errands, too.
She's not going with Win Fabulous. She's just a real estate agent. I can't with you guys. All right. Wait, can we talk about Miss Kenya and her aunt and her cousin?
You need to go somewhere with that.
When she walked up, and they walked up in the house, apparently Kenya was cooking from Trader Joe's again.
Did you notice they didn't eat any of her food?
They sure right. didn't.
She
they didn't
had even a salad.
Eat the, they didn't even eat the salads. Them salads sat real cute. For, and like, then all of a sudden, magically, there was like crab cakes on
the
plate.
I was like, what is that? Tofu? Party over. Get your life.
So then they go talking about Walter again. And then the cousin brings up, I think he's gay. And he looked like he wearing a toupee.
No.
And
then, bitch, correction, the cousin didn't say she thought he was gay.
What
she said
say?
Strange.
And then the okay. word gay came.
Did you hear that, Corny?
Well, I said I think Walter's gay.
I didn't hear that.
So I said it loud and clear.
Wait, Courtney, you didn't hear that?
You over 40 in Atlanta by yourself, by your lonesome, with no wife. You kind of gay, dog.
So is Kenya gay? Is she a lesbian?
Ooh,
because she
is not gay.
She wasn't even married. Walter was at least married.
It works different for girls.
Oh, is that? Oh, Micah, here comes Mikey's rules of Atlanta.
Mikey is real aggressive tonight, y'all.
Girls different.
I just want to let you know he is on anger mode or something.
But I love y'all.
No,
all right. Wait,
but I love y'all.
What I need to understand is, then the cousin comes out and says, oh, yeah, Walter used to try and holler at me back in the day. Bitch, why wouldn't you have said that the first time you met him?
Because Kenya has shoes. And when I say shoes, I'm saying issues. And then you heard Aunt Lori say, why did you have to go and say that to her? Because she knows that, you know, the reaction from Kenya may not be the best.
I think that whole family is crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, even look at that aunt. Like,
don't do Aunt Lori.
No, Aunt Lori. I like Aunt Lori. I think she's the only one with sense.
We need a new hair color, Aunt Lori.
Don't do her.
We sure do.
No,
she kind of flipped because she was all about Walter in that episode, and now
right.
she's all like, because
she was paid
you was naked, and he didn't want you. But doesn't that say a little bit more about Kenya than it says about Walter?
Right.
Ooh, y'all tried it, Kenya. I'm trying here, girl.
You keep trying.
I'm trying. Next time. Don't use LA casting for your
kooky.
Man.
Now wait. All right, here we go. Since you want to ride for Kenya,
yes.
Well, good. Let's get into the whole Phaedra, Apollo, and Kenya.
Get
situation.
On into it.
Okay.
Boo.
How you feel?
Phaedra, Apollo, and Kenya talking about the donkey booty workout. So they go to the gym, and as we saw last time, Kenya said, you know, you got to be a little more organized with what you want. And Apollo and Phaedra, I guess, attempted to try and do that by showing them the booty drop squat and the funky donkey.
Can I interject here before you even proceed? The mere fact...
Can we demonstrate that?
We don't even got enough room.
Right. AfterBuzz done put
right,
a table
put
in the room.
A bigger ass table right here. I could barely squeeze.
You can just get up on here and just squat.
Honey, I could barely squeeze these thighs to get to the. You know what I'm saying? I got a real dunk right here. I was like,
she got her dunk.
How can I tuck her to get to
she
the?
Got
chair?
Dunk. She got her dunk.
So
she
what you gonna say about the video?
Okay, so this is my thing. Did y'all catch the mere fact that when Kenya was like, okay, so show me what you got. And then Phaedra says, well, I mean, I don't even know what he came up with. Isn't this your business venture as well, ma'am? Mm-hmm. Have several, just all around the
as
table.
As well, ma'am?
I would give
she
that
She didn't
one.
Even know. I was like, now that is unprofessional. So strike one. I was team Kenya. I said, okay, you get a point.
They seem...
disorganized still.
Disorganized, yeah. And usually it feels unusual for Miss Phaedra Parks to be so disorganized.
No, it doesn't.
This isn't.
You think?
No, I think that this
Thank
is.
You, Corinne.
Okay, girl. I think that this is her norm. Like, I really do. Especially when it comes to things that she is not as familiar with.
Because she was not organized about the whole funeral business situation.
And she probably still ain't. Well, Willie Watkins. I'm just saying. Anyway.
All right. Well, so they showed that. And then Kenya brings up. But come on, just as organized as. Or disorganized as they were with that. Miss Kenya, I don't know what papers you were pulling out talking about. Here's what I want the set to look like. Bitch, look like three rectangles on a damn. Talking about this is going to be wood floors. Bitch, and then you sitting there talking about I did 6 weeks of pre-production.
No, hold on. The sketch that she gave for the stage looked like three church pews. I was like, I just did praise and worship yesterday. Hallelujah. Right here on the set.
Now, and for this workout video, she wants $100,000.
Wow.
My thing is, it's a workout video. It's a starter workout video. Billy, what's his name? Tybo, motherfucker, ain't coming up
Ooh,
in here.
You
like,
tried
it.
I'm just saying.
Ooh.
I mean, I love Apollo and I love Phaedra, but $100,000? And Miss Kenya Moore, your production company, what the hell are you offering for $100,000?
Well, Miss Phaedra Parks did
she
say money is not an issue.
For them.
Now, wait. No, hold up.
Phaedra did say money is not an issue.
Hold up. That's fun.
And you know, Phaedra was probably like, I want the best. I don't want to do this bootleg. Like, I want everything set up perfect. Like, this is professional, blah, 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 blah. So Kenya gave it the full treatment.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, cool. We're going to have a large discussion.
So, what do you think about
it? No, hold up.
Okay.
Before we get
there,
I want.
She, okay.
But I want Courtney to answer in this. In this thing. Now, Courtney, you said she also had the distribution deal. Fine. That's cool. But that's separate from the $100,000.
Now, that's the budget for the video, yes.
All right. And then she says, on top of that, since I got you the deal, I want 10% of it. Okay. But $100,000 for a, talking about you need a four camera shoot, talking about you need lighting and all this
stuff. You need 25,000 shiny lights for the black people.
I'm just saying, that's a lot of money for.
We need lights.
Production on a 45-minute DVD. Courtney, your thoughts.
Okay, here's what my opinion is. I think that editing-wise, we lost a lot of information.
How so?
So I can't choose a side for real.
What kind of information do you
think? I will say that in defense of Kenya, it didn't appear. Like, if based on what I know of Phaedra, I could see her being like, I want everything, top of the line, perfect, this, everything. Hmm. Makeup artists, hair people, blah, 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 blah. Stuff that we wouldn't necessarily need to make happen, which is why, what's his face? Candy's boyfriend was like, I could do it for $25,000. Yeah, if you just get one camera and stick everybody in a gym somewhere and do it. But not if you're trying to hire Cynthia to do a whole casting instead of asking a couple friends to do the video. Like, there's stuff that would add up that would make sense. I'm not saying that $100,000 has to be the case. I'm saying that probably could have been negotiable. And it didn't seem like they honestly showed us if they were willing to negotiate on the $100,000.
Well, they were.
They were arguing on this 10% back end thing.
Because I don't think they were.
They were because the other offer that Apollo snuck in there said if you were to bring that down to $50,000, then.
Apollo's irrelevant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Apollo is beyond irrelevant. Thank you. And his commentary, oh, this is going to sell buku coffee. Like, I can't believe it.
Exactly.
He needed to shut up. And not exist.
Yeah, because exactly. And in a business meeting, there's no way that you're sitting here talking about buku nothing. You're not using that type of lingo in a business meeting.
I feel you.
Oh, agreed.
He is coming straight from the pen, y'all.
I understand that, but I will say,
as he shouldn't be talking if he can only come up with buku dollars.
Now come on. Now listen to what I'm saying. Apollo, yes, makes some irrelevant comments. However, the one comment that he did say that I felt was legitimate, he said, if you bring it down to $50,000, then we can talk about giving you a bigger percentage for the distribution. Hmm. Why does that
He said if you could have brought it to $50,000, not that she didn't
try.
So I don't know information-wise, that's why I feel like some of our information is missing, because she could have given them a counteroffer and they still didn't go for it. I don't know, because it just seemed like they kept, all the footage was hung up on the 10% thing.
It definitely,
and I don't believe Phaedra, if Kendra was trying, Kenya, whatever her name is, was trying to do this for real, like, she could have been like, okay, yeah, I'll shave off this, like, $100,000, like, a budget is workable and move around. The sticking point seems to be that
10%. I said this while watching, the editing did play a huge role in why so many of us are confused and why we can't figure out why the exact reason why they didn't come to an agreement. Because we don't really know the real reason. We know what's being said here or there. So.
Well, I mean, I can tell you the real reason. Phaedra always knew that they really weren't going to use Kenya's, I'm using air quotes for those who can't see, production company.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably has gone with Todd.
So
you got to keep the money with the homies. Another point that I want to bring up really quick before you go there. You have a production company. Like, you know your business. You're a DJ. You know what's up.
Right.
She said it took her, 6 weeks to come up with this whole proposal and this plan? Nah, dog. Like, if it's your business, you can throw out, like, a rough estimate. It don't take 6 weeks.
It don't take, like, what did you really do for 6 weeks?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
maybe she meant 6 weeks, like, oh, I was shopping and looking for a distribution deal for the last 6 weeks. Like, and I finally hooked up with somebody that gave me a deal that I could agree with.
Well, that's not how she explained, because she said everyone was biting it. They really wanted it. She was like, I mean,
that goes back to my
point. But that's still negotiating. Like, that's still trying to come up with a deal that she's comfortable with and wants to work with. That could take time. Like, that's not strange.
That goes back to my
point. It's a lot of phone calls, but that's still work.
We don't know what she did for that 6 weeks. They didn't tell us.
I'm going to tell you what
she did.
We
can only assume.
She did do nothing. She went to American Apparel and bought them gold pants. And she found those Vogue dancers. And she got her life. Thank you.
Now,
bye.
You know, in those 6 weeks, though, Phaedra redecorated her office. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Yeah, she got a new
one. Why is she got her boobs all out at work? Aren't you an attorney?
Yeah, but I did like her little,
right, <Courtney.
laughs> her little lawyer.
It was a nice dress, but they were coming out full, like, flowing.
And who was the little Asian guy who was with her at the Bailey Group?
Well, we thought it was her accountant.
Yeah, I said that.
Which doesn't make sense because Phaedra was... Wait, before we get we get to the Cynthia part.
Okay.
So the lawyer came in beforehand who... That was ghetto, the lawyer standing outside listening.
I didn't think that was ghetto.
Why?
Because he needed to hear everything that was taking place within that meeting.
Then he should have been in the meeting.
He should have been in the meeting.
Ooh,
like outside the door.
Right, that is...
That's how they do it, okay? You know, Phaedra is a lawyer.
And then how are you going to have Miss Kenya, you talking about, oh, this is my production partner, the female, and then all of a sudden now you're with this light-skinned dude who doesn't make a word.
Who the hell is that light-skinned dude?
Mm. His name is Brandon.
And he has no business being that big of a queen at 6'2".
One of the producers.
He just really wanted to be on the show.
He does have some... Okay, you know what?
No, I think that...
I mean, I would do it, too, if she wanted me to.
Do you think it was shady that Phaedra talked to Todd?
No. Because you're not just gonna... This is the thing. Like, when you have something, a business venture in mind, you're just not gonna stop at the first person that's coming to you with a proposal. You're gonna shop around. And, of course, Phaedra, she's probably real cheap.
Was it shady or was it inappropriate?
It was neither.
Neither.
It's called business.
Yeah, you comparison shop. But the way she said it, like, well, he said he could do blah, 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 blah. Like, that's not how you come at it. You'd be like, well, I have a counter offer on the table that says that they could handle it for this. Are you willing to negotiate down on your deal? Like, okay. She made it more of a, it's supposed to be your friend, and you talking down to her kind of a little bit.
But did you... Okay, you're going to go there. Candy?
But,
okay.
I mean, that's
perfect. Oh, no, we aren't talking about Candy yet. Hold up.
But that's a perfect example of why you don't mix friends with business. It just will ruin everything.
That's not true. Kenya's not her friend. Now, see, I think Phaedra working with Todd and Candy is going to create a better product because Candy would involve herself. Like, they're close enough where they can say, you know what, girl, I got you. Like, I'm going to help you out in that sense of it. Yeah, she's going to have to pay Todd his money, but there's more leeway.
Or is this going to end up as another Kim Zolciak situation?
Oh, wow.
It could, but I don't think it's going to go the way Phaedra.
But you caught when once Kenya exited Phaedra's office after they had their meeting, and she was like, well, I don't really know her that well, so oh well.
Right.
Phaedra's word.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, there it is. So wait, but then another word thing Kenya said was, well, you know what? If you want to go with Todd, you get what you pay for. Now, first of all, boo-boo, we've all seen, well, no, I can't even say that because I haven't seen one of your movies, but
I have
multi-million-dollar movies.
Delisting.
Nah. Well, multi-million dollars could mean $2 million, and $2 million for a movie is not that much money.
That's true.
XYZ.
Do we really believe that those were $2 million? All of those were $2 million movies.
But the thing is, how expensive is a workout video?
I don't know. See, we have to get someone in here
who can talk about
that. All right, but so before we do that, I want to give a shout out to everybody at home because we got to talk about this birthday party. For tuning in, you guys are awesome with the comments and showing us love. Please get us to number one on iTunes. It's super easy. Download,
like
rate, subscribe, and comment. If you guys leave us a comment on iTunes, we will give you a shout out here on the show, only on iTunes. And if you guys ask us any questions on iTunes, we will answer you. This is not American Idol. Bye.
5 stars.
So, a couple shout outs to Board25, Dairy Shannon, OS Midnight Love, Aphrodite Wonder,
XXX,
Eddie McGee.
That's my cousin.
1566
hey,
CLD.
Not really. I don't know.
That sounds like a radio station. Abriel Slatton. And
Slatton.
Mr. Slatton wants to know, or it could be a girl, I'm sorry.
Or
Slatton wants to know.
Either way.
So now that we know Kenya's relationship's fake, does it make the scenes between her and Walter look uncomfortable?
Yes.
I was going to say, bitch, it's just been uncomfortable since the beginning. So.
I mean, it'll make it uncomfortable. It's just now you have it in the back of your mind that you know it's not real.
Yeah, now you're just like, okay, that's what that was all about. It's all right. Party over.
Walter, Do it right now in front of the camera so we know it's real. Like, I'm sorry.
Courtney, what did you think about the Kenya talking about
my ex thoughts? Sorry.
I need 50%. I usually get 50% off the distribution deal.
Well, I'm sure she does because she's making like straight to DVD movies. So that's how she makes her money.
Straight
like,
to centric
TV. I don't think
that's
TV. Absurd at all.
But wait, hold on. Aren't these movies hers?
Was absurd.
Aren't these movies that she makes hers, like her films?
I don't think that they are. I think she partners with a lot of people. Like, I know that today Megan Good was on Wendy Williams, and Wendy Williams knew that Megan and Kenya had worked on a movie together, on the production side, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't,
I feel like
yeah.
She has a deal with Redbox, straight to Redbox.
I feel like she has like a deal with Centric.
Straight to Redbox now.
Straight to Centric TV for all your black needs. Holler.
All right. My favorite quote from Phaedra was in the office when she stood up and showed her donkey booty to Kenya. Kenya said, yes, that's fine, but you need to translate that to sales. She said, honey, it translates every day, and I'm sitting on a pot of gold.
Get it.
Word.
All right.
Because her
then
Kenya
explained.
Phaedra says some.
What else did she say?
Phaedra's commentary was amazing.
She said crazy as a bad bug at
crazy
the end.
Crazy as a bad bug. But what does she call Kenya's booty?
Lumpy.
She called it lumpy.
She said it was lumpy like a bad batch of gravy.
There is no time. There is no time.
I kind of felt shady towards Miss Cynthia talking to Kenya about Portia, and now, I mean, talking about Phaedra. I understand what Phaedra did was kind of like, bitch, why would you tweet that? Like, just show up here at 1 to 3.
Mm. Mm. Because she doesn't, again, she doesn't get that there is, like, steps to take when it comes to...
I get that, but don't you feel like there's loyalty? Like, Cynthia should have...
Loyalty to Phaedra? No.
More so than Kenya.
Hail to the no.
Oh, please. No, she ain't loyal to nobody. She was like, where's my check? You haven't given me a check. I'm not doing this. And how are you going to be tweeting, sending checks up to my office and blowing up my phone when you haven't even written a check?
Bloop.
But listen, is it loyalty or is it a level of professionalism that she's lacking?
Who?
Phaedra.
If I was Miss Phaedra, I would forget Miss Cynthia. I would be like, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to, I will be scouting you at my office. Forget Miss Cynthia. What is Cynthia really bringing to the table?
Bringing to the table some professionalism, because if you just have all these crazy people coming up to your office from Atlanta talking about, oh, I'm tweeting it out, everybody can come up in here, you're going to have a hot disaster up in your office. And
yes,
you're supposed to be a professional attorney.
Yeah, because that last scene, I felt like Cynthia was like the mediator.
Hold up. I felt like she was siding with Kenya.
I don't think she was siding with Kenya. She was just getting all of the pieces to the puzzle, because to me it seemed like she was confused as to why Phaedra tweeted that. Then Kenya was the one who was being messy, because why are you even there? You just had the meeting in Phaedra's office saying that you will not be a part of the project, but you show up at the Bailey Group. And your dress was fabulous,
real emotional,
Kenya.
Too, man.
Girl, bye.
Bang.
Wait a minute. But hold up.
Bang, bang.
You sitting here talking about this with the Bailey agency. I'm sorry. Professional? Jet Magazine? Can we rewind back to the Jet?
Whoa, don't do Jet.
Can we rewind back to the girls that Cynthia had come in for
what
that?
What about it?
Right.
What about it?
What about them?
Those were professional
girls? That's what they were looking for, though. It was Jet Beauty.
It's Jet Beauty. You have to have ass and titties.
And crack kills.
And we saw that.
Yeah.
But we also saw some messiness in there, too.
Well, messy is kind of Jet Beauty of the week sometimes.
Don't do that, Courtney. Mm-mm.
Yo, you know it's true,
don't
though.
Do it,
don't
boo.
Act like you
don't
know.
Do it.
There it is.
Mm-mm.
You is doing too much. I can't with you.
No.
Girl, bye. All right, so whatever. Basically, Kenya says, I'm done with the whatever. And Cynthia says, girl, we can cast you, but it's going to cost a fee. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now we get to Todd and Candy's little situation. Real cute. Love them together.
That was awesome.
He said he adores her. Oh, heart melt.
I adore you.
Sweet.
You know?
But I did not like that white dress.
Girl,
I loved that white dress.
They were into it. I felt it was a little too tight for her.
She was amazing.
It was too tight.
A size too small.
Mikey said that bump in the middle of her chest was from the mic. It could have been just the wire from her bra.
I'm not talking about the chest, but whatever. Go ahead.
Ooh. I felt like I could just lay up on her booty.
You just gave him a Phaedra,
come on now.
Phaedra face.
That shade,
she
Courtney.
She looked amazing.
She looked good in that dress.
They put on all white.
Because black people love all white parties, says Peter.
Todd, if you're listening, step your shoe game up, brother.
I like his shoe game up.
His outfit was, I like
step your shoe game up.
Hater.
You're 39?
39.
Yeah.
What should he grown have been
man
wearing?
Shoes. Grown man shoes.
What are grown man shoes?
Grown man shoes.
He, name his something. Outfit looked
not
really
them.
Cute.
What did he had on?
Anyways, so they went on a helicopter ride, cute. And while they're doing that, everyone's setting up the birthday party for Todd. Phaedra gets custom placemats. And I'm assuming Phaedra also ordered the cake because it looked like a birthday cake from Aiden's birthday party.
The world's ugliest cake.
Big ass lion.
Why didn't they just have, since they met in Africa, like, don't you think the cake should have been like the continent of Africa?
I was thinking.
Instead of Mufasa?
It was a lion cake.
Mufasa from Kmart. Didn't even look like the real Disney Mufasa. He had one eye, a gold tooth.
Looked like a defective Lego block. Like
from the dollar store.
Get out of here with that.
Gold on all right. My
so Kenya
gold
shows
all
up.
Of my chain.
Kenya shows up and she's real surprised by how cordial Phaedra's acting. Why would you be surprised by that?
Right.
Because Kenya
is extra.
I love me some Kenya, but dang, son, she's a little SHIT starter. Just a wee bit.
And she sure did.
How do
in
you
the
expect
next
her
scene?
To treat you? Like, should she be rude to you then? That's appropriate?
Well, no.
But Kenya thinks with that mentality.
Oh, she's a mess.
The next scene, Kenya pulls pulls Apollo aside to see if she's still on the go and says, you know, I'm not doing these deals for free. Bitch, no one was saying that. You're talking about $100,000. How much of that are you really going to profit off
of? But this is the thing. You already said after y'all had that meeting in Phaedra's office that it's not going to work out for you.
You were done.
And so they were like, okay, bye. So the mere fact that you're sitting over here tapping somebody else's husband on the left shoulder, you need to get beat down. You're not touching my man. Back it up.
Well, so then, surprise, she goes over to Todd and Candy, which is the messier of the Kenya.
Kenya. She goes, happy birthday, Todd. Also, why you taking my business?
You could just see the boiling point in Candy's face. She was just like...
She scratched that weave real quick and was like,
But she Candy knows something that Kenya doesn't know, obviously, because you could talk. Kenya was like, and they're going to talk about it next week, but this is not the appropriate time. Like, can you send it in a memo, on an email, or a
She was like, not on my man's party.
Right.
Have several. You see these chairs? Several. Sit it down.
Matter of fact, go get some of that ugly cake over there. And then have you a seat.
And sit your lumpy ass down.
I know.
The struggle booty.
Yeah, so that was kind of awkward of Kenya to do that.
I mean, I still like Kenya, though.
I still like... Here's my thing.
I like Kenya because she's entertaining for the show. But she's... Like, I wouldn't want to work for her production
Did you
company.
Really think that she is, like, wholeheartedly
yes.
like that?
Yes.
Or is this just a persona? Like, I don't think that Nene is... You know, like this. I think it's a persona. I don't think Kim is like how she was on the show. I think it's a persona.
Okay, but those other girls you're speaking of do not look as crazy as Kenya's coming off. Like, or whoever's behind Team Kenya, whatever that consists of.
Brandon.
Hopefully not that gay boy.
Ooh, he was... That Brandon boy was tweeting all day talking about, did you hear the background vocals on Gone with the Wind Fabulous? I really replayed it twice so I could try and hear some...
Was it him?
It was him.
I don't know.
I'm not even speaking.
Anyways,
on that.
Keep going.
Ooh, the
on
struggle
that note,
is real, y'all. Ouch. The thirst. There's just no time.
Before we end, I want to know, Courtney, what did you think of the whole messy situation with between Kenya walking up to everybody talking about the damn donkey booty ish at Todd's thing?
She should have been escorted out of the birthday party.
Ooh, rude. That is
I would have been like, security.
You saying they should have did a Kim Zolciak?
Yes.
You need to go.
Like how she had her mom kicked out.
And very inappropriate. But maybe she never sees them, so she figures, oh, we're all in the same place. I can talk about this now. But no, she was out of pocket completely.
Right. You run around talking about other people aren't professional. Bitch, send an email. You would give me Phaedra faces tonight.
Kenya, I'm still down for you.
That's awesome.
I might not download your song, though, but I still like you.
Can we talk about how weird that restaurant was, though? Like... I don't mean to be.
That was a restaurant?
Bring out race or anything. Yeah, did you see all the white guests that were back there doing their own thing?
They were blurred out. But when Candy, when they entered in, Todd and Candy, there were two white people sitting down. Their faces were blurred out, and you just see them looking, like their heads looking at Candy's.
That's a situation.
Oh. Yeah, it was on display too.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
Predictions. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Next week looks absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Come to find out, Kenya is doing her own workout video.
Go Kenya.
Which is interesting because a lot of the tweets are saying, as horrible as her song is, it would be a good workout video song. Gone with the Wind, Fabulous.
Gone, I would kill myself fabulous. Having to listen to that while working out.
I don't listen to music like that when I work out.
No?
No.
What do you listen to?
To real nasty gangster rap.
Yeah.
Like
I need anger.
Move your fat ass, bitch. Move. Run. Hard. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Bang.
Got it, moving.
Yeah. And then we get Kenya complaining to Candy.
And Candy says, I'm not having it. Girl, don't tell me.
Like, she just don't care.
Do you?
So, Donkey Booty Part 2, basically, is going to be next week, but it looks like it's going to escalate, and I'm very excited to see how Miss Phaedra
I just love from the preview of Kenya's twirl at the end. Ooh. She does her Gone with the Wind Fabulous twirl.
She said, I'm twirling and cashing checks, honey.
I'll be doing it all the way to the bank.
Well, here's a question for you guys. Whose video would you watch?
I'm going neither. With Kenya.
Neither.
Kenya's probably.
You would watch Kenya's?
Yeah, because I look at her. Her body is amazing. Like, she has a really great body, and I'm neither. Going with that.
And we think she works out to get that full body.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she works hard.
Whatever. Surgery is a motherfucker.
I'm Team Apollo and Team Phaedra, and
that video's gonna be whack.
All the way. It's gonna be. It's gonna be Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Who the hell is? If you actually buy one of them videos,
talking through an entire video.
Hail to the no.
If you actually buy one of these videos, like seriously, you just need go hang yourself. Like,
if you have it, tweet us and let us know how it is.
Yeah, like wow.
Or you can send me a copy.
For real though, this is not real.
I would watch it just to see Apollo sweating.
I would watch it to see Phaedra's.
We know what you'd be doing.
Her dance moves.
I would. All right, whatever. On that note, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Don't buy that video. Save your $12.
Guys, check out Donkey Booty. I'm sure it's on Amazon somewhere. I don't know what Kenya's is called, so I can't give her a promotion plug. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse J.
At JustSayin08.
At Mikey3Dabs and Wax.
And...
George
Starlet. And stay tuned, guys, because we're going to have a surprise for you coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it. And please, number one on iTunes, download, rate, five subscribe, star. Copy, 5-star. Copy, I mean comment. Bye.
Deuces.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Now twirl.
Okay.
Now twirl.
Now twirl.
Twirl you later.
My bad. Hey, I'm Gone with the One Fabulous.
Those are the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.